Hey, TrumpCast listeners, Virginia Heffernan here. You're about to hear a short excerpt from today's episode of TrumpCast. It is a teaser. I'm going to be talking to a close observer of Trump's rallies, an attendee of Trump's rallies, the great Jared Yates Sexton. He's going to talk about those bonkers rallies, plaid shirt guy, and what the rallies mean as Trump's base unravels. It's a great show, as you'll see from the excerpt, but to listen to the full episode, you need to be a Slate Plus member. You should be a Slate Plus member already. But don't worry, you can join now at slate.com/TrumpCastPlus. We've started making 1 in 4 TrumpCast episodes available exclusively to Slate Plus members. We hope you'll join to hear today's show and to support the work we do every day at Slate. You'll get no ads on any of our podcasts and extra content from other Slate shows like Slow Burn and Slate Political Gabfest. So sign up now at slate.com/TrumpCastPlus to get every single TrumpCast without ads in full. It's only $35 for the first year. And as always, thanks for listening. Joining me on the line to talk about Trump's weird rallies is Jared Yates Sexton. He's a professor at Georgia Southern. His book, The People Are Going to Rise Like the Waters on Your Shore, is a chronicle of American rage. Welcome, Jared.
Hey, thank you.
So I really liked the interesting kind of almost passive protest of the guy who's called Plaid Shirt Guy. And I'm like, I'm sorry, Plaid Shirt Guy, but I'm not bothering to learn your real name. But I don't know if you saw the interview he did with Don Lemon, but this is the kid in Billings, Montana, who showed up in a plaid shirt that like warms the heart of anyone who's lived in the 90s. You know, white kid, high school student who stood to Trump's right and resolved, as he told Don Lemon. First, he said, you know, why do you go to the rally? Because, like, who would pass up a chance to see the president speaking in his town? So he went to this thing with some friends of his. And what he resolved was not to protest and not even to kind of mess up the image. But, I mean, he refused to wear a MAGA hat. But anyway, this is a very left-wing DSA guy. He wears his socialist button proudly. And he resolved just to tell the truth about his feelings in his face, to have the reaction he really had. And what was crazy is he had two warm, applause-filled responses to things. He also, like Trump, objects to NAFTA. And he also thinks Bernie Sanders was robbed in the primary. So when those two things came up, he applauded warmly and enthusiastically. But everything else, he didn't like boo or protest. He just said something like you might say if you objected to something, like leaned to the person next to him and said, like, that's not true, or like shook his head. And I just loved how like grounded in reality he was. Like, it was just an emotional touchstone that was like, we haven't seen in so long, you know? I mean, I would be incapable of maintaining a balanced reaction to what Trump said. I would either go in there to protest and be a spoiler in it, and I would, like, hate watch the whole thing. I don't know. I was really surprised at this kid.
I think that this kid, plaid shirt guy, I actually think he was a really nice update on the emperor has no clothes story.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like this is a person who is at a rally, and I'll tell you this right now. There are multiple people in a crowd at a Trump rally that when he goes off on one of his rants, and that's all he does, right, is he'll start talking about something and then he'll take a direction, and all of a sudden he'll sort of break the spell of populism, and he'll start talking about how much money he has, or you know, these sort of like tenets of New York socialite, affluent society. And like, you'll see where he loses people. And occasionally even people dressed in Trump hats and Trump shirts, they'll lean over and they'll say, I don't know what he's talking about. And then of course they'll applaud at the next line. This kid who reacted to this whole thing, I think that sort of broke the spell of what these rallies are. Like, for the longest time, I think people have, you know, tried to compare these to like Nuremberg rallies or fascist crowds or things like that. And what it actually is it's a group of people who are sort of lost in the political process, who are looking for alternatives. And Donald Trump cashed in with a lot of those people. But it's not like he's weaved some sort of massive spell, right?
Yeah,
it's a give and a take where he'll say things that, like, you know, add into the things that you are afraid of or insecure about. But it doesn't mean that he's necessarily speaking with some sort of mandated voice. And I really enjoyed that kid's reaction and the way he sort of handled this, because I actually think that that is more accurate to what happens at those rallies or what happens within Trump's movement than this idea that it's a monolithic experience and he's some sort of juggernaut leader with this mandate at his back. Because I just don't think that's true.
So that's the teaser for today's show. Aren't you tantalized? Don't you want to hear the whole thing? Well, now's your chance. You can sign up now at slate.com/TrumpCast Plus to get every single TrumpCast episode, all of it, no ads. It's only $35 for the first year. Go to slate.com/TrumpCast Plus.
Hi, I'm Josh Levine. My podcast, The Queen, tells the story of Linda Taylor. She was a con artist, a kidnapper, and maybe even a murderer. She was also given the title the Welfare Queen, and her story was used by Ronald Reagan to justify slashing aid to the poor. Now, it's time to hear her real story. Over the course of 4 episodes, you'll find out what was done to Linda Taylor, what she did to others, and what was done in her name.
The great lesson of this, for me, is that people will come to their own conclusions based on what their prejudices are.
Subscribe to The Queen on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening right now.